We'll get that and a whole lot more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
All's well in Raider Nation this morning as the Silver and Black won a thriller at Allegiant Stadium, holding off the New York Jets 16-12 on Sunday Night Football. They're now 2-0 under interim head coach Antonio Pierce and 5-5 overall on the season. Next up, the Miami Dolphins in Florida on Sunday. UNLV football won its eighth game of the season on Friday night when they beat the Wyoming Cowboys 34-14. It's the most season wins for the program in 23 years. Biggest game of the season is this Saturday at Air Force. It's a battle for first place in the Mountain West Conference. The Falcons opened as 3.5-point favorites. The Golden Knights will be honored at the White House today. The reigning Stanley Cup champions begin a 5-game road trip tomorrow in Washington.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670 Talk Radio done right.
Pro Price Heating and Cooling has you covered for all your cooling and heating needs. Call 702-742-3310 or go online at ProPriceAC.com to book your appointment. Get your furnace tuned up and ready for winter. Get a 21-point inspection and a flame sensor cleaning for only $49. That's a $130 value for only $49. Make the call, 702-742-3310. We offer Rheem products that are tested, trusted, and tough with a 10-year warranty on parts and labor. For the right price, call Pro Price, 702-742-3310. 702-742-3310. Just let them know we sent you. For the right price, call Pro Price.
If you've been involved in a car accident, you need Nevada's legal elite. Demopolis Law, the firm you can trust. Visit us at legalelite.com.
I just moved here, and now I have to get permission from a licensing board before I can even get a job. And I need 1,600 hours of training before I can apply for the license? How am I supposed to do that and pay for rent?
According to data from the Institute for Justice, the state of Nevada has the most burdensome licensing laws for low-income professions than any other state in the nation. Hair braiders, landscapers, even shampooers have to undergo hundreds or even thousands of hours of training and pay hundreds or thousands of dollars in licensure fees before they're allowed to work in the state, even if they're already licensed somewhere else.
How does it cost so much to just get a job?
Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more about the way unnecessary licensure requirements are burdening working Nevadans. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
My whole identity had been wrapped up in being a soldier. To have that so violently ripped from me when I was wounded, I was lost for a very long time. When Wounded Warrior Project came into my life, being around the other warriors, people that had similar experiences that I did, it was a game changer for me. Having King join the group, that was the beginning of a really good friendship.
It's a good time.
I first heard about Wounded Warrior Project through CQ. And at first I was kind of like, I don't know if I qualify. But having been a part of it, it's kind of taught me that it's not just the wounds that you can see, but it's those that you can't.
When you do something like a peer support group with Wounded Warrior Project and come together from different walks of life, man, the growth is incredible. If not for Wounded Warrior Project, I really don't think that I'd be here today.
See how we help warriors combat stigma at woundedwarriorproject.org/combatstigma.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
It's KMZQ Traffic, brought to you by Finlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
Traffic's really getting heavy through the resort corridor, especially the southbound side of I-15 from Charleston on down. Now, there's an accident, 15 southbound or Spring Mountain. It's on the left shoulder. It's out of the way, but still real heavy traffic as you squeeze on down toward the Tropicana construction zone there. The 15 southbound near Spring Mountain off to the left shoulder is the only accident being reported right now on or off the freeways. Mostly sunny and cool with light breezes today. We'll barely hit the 70-degree mark this afternoon. 48 degrees right now, though. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic. traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Everything you need to know to start your day, everything you're going to need at that first sales meeting, that luncheon, we've got it all for you. News, weather, traffic, sports, we've got it all for you. I promised I'd let you hear from Alina Haba. If you don't know who she is the attorney for Donald J. Trump in the New York City civil case. And talked about the gag order that apparently even falls on her shoulders. She is a part of this gag order. This is Alina Haba on Fox yesterday.
You have been complaining about the judge's clerk, and you say that the judge is compromised and the clerk appears compromised. Tell me why.
Well, I actually can't tell you why, because I'm gagged.
Right.
I can tell you that, we'll be filing papers to address all of those issues. And the fact that, frankly, Maria, I can't even discuss it with you, and I'm his spokeswoman, I'm his attorney, says a lot about what the judicial system, the state of our judicial system right now.
I think I did see that there were donations that the clerk had given, very supportive to the Democrats. That was one issue. Are you going to file to get a mistrial?
Yes.
When will you do that? Today?
Soon.
Yeah.
Very soon.
Okay. And how would that change things? Then you go from day one, you start over again.
You know, the problem is with all of these things, such as filing a motion for a recusal, which we've done twice, is that this judge has to be the one that decides, is he going to recuse himself? Does he feel that there was a mistrial? It's a bench trial. We have one judge, and it's the same judge that issued the gag order that has to make those determinations. So at this point, you know, I don't have any reason to believe he shouldn't, after what we've learned, if it's true. But I will tell you that it's concerning when he is the arbiter and the decision maker of some of these issues.
These accusations that he overvalued his assets,
right.
What kind of third party people did you have, or did Donald Trump have, in terms of doing their own evaluation? Because I mean, when you go to get deals, you have to get auditors to the valuations that you put in, right?
Right.
Did he have auditors to do that?
He had an accounting firm put together what's a compilation. The compilation, they were involved with, they were there all the time communicating with the Trump Organization. They put their stamp of approval on it. And then there was this disclaimer that everybody always puts on and says, hey, do your own work. The disclaimer is very important. Remember, there was nobody harmed. These are sophisticated lenders, Deutsche Bank, major, major establishments with all kinds of regulations, KYC, FEC regulations. These people take somebody's numbers. They don't use them. They do their own due diligence. And they weren't harmed. They were paid on time. They were paid with interest. They made money. But Letitia James is putting her nose into private companies and private individuals' work, which is not what's meant to happen. And the law that she's using is a consumer fraud law, so that she can establish some way to have control, to not have a jury, to do certain things in this case that are nonsensical and shouldn't be happening. And we've been fighting it all along the way. The problem we have is the judge is the one that's going to make those decisions, and he's proven himself to be quite motivated by the other side.
And you think he's compromised as well?
I'm not going to speak to that, but we'll see.
Yeah. The president's children have testified.
That's right.
Ivanka, Don Jr., and Eric Trump as well. Don Jr. is speaking again tomorrow, correct?
Yes.
What have they been asking the kids? And tell me how they fit into all of this.
They don't fit into all of this. What have they been asking the kids? It's very simple. They'll ask the kids, did you give a value to somebody? Did you do something? And everybody said, resoundingly, no, the kids were not involved. I believe that when they crafted this complaint, they looked at their titles and they looked at, frankly, PR. And if you patch in the kids. It's more days that Letitia James can go out there and speak. It's more press for her, and it's more of an impact. Radical left liberals don't really care about facts. They don't care about law. They care about making statements, and these kids did nothing wrong. They should not be in this case. Ivanka's already out of the case. The boys should not be in the case. Their testimony was direct, and they just want to make it as if there was some sort of corruption and some sort of conspiracy. There was none. There was an accounting firm, there were lawyers, and there were sophisticated lenders that all did their job, and nobody got harmed.
Alina Habba, the attorney for Donald J. Trump. When we come back, Ted Cruz was on Sunday Morning Futures talking about the Senate Judiciary Committee and an update on the Biden crime family investigation. This is something you've got to hear. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here from my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs through December 7th? If you have Medicare Advantage, a Medicare supplement, or a prescription drug plan, it's important to see what changes are coming your way in 2024. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. They're right here in Las Vegas and are Medicare brokers dedicated to making sure you have the best Medicare solution to fit your health care needs. If you're a veteran or a TRICARE for Life member, give Steve and Amy a call. You may be missing out on some well-earned benefits. Call now to schedule an annual review of your Medicare coverage. Call or text Steve and Amy Miller at 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Blue Sky does not offer every plan available in your area. Currently, they represent six organizations which offer 58 products in your area. Please contact Medicare.gov, 1-800-MEDICARE, or your local state health insurance program, SHIP, to get information on all your options.
The Animal Foundation and Paws for the Cause are hosting their second free microchipping event this year for up to 2 pets per household while supplies last. Grab your fur baby and stop by the Arizona Charlie's Decatur North Lot at 10 a.m. on November 18th. Bring a gently used blanket for our blanket drive, too. There will even be pets looking for their forever homes. Enjoy a day filled with pet love, food vendors, and live entertainment at your favorite local casino.
Arizona Charlie's Casino.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
When was your last trip to the dentist? Has it been a few years? 5 years? More? Hey, Kevin Wall here. For years, I went without dental care, and then I found Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. Whether it's been years since your last dental visit, or if you just haven't found a good dentist in Vegas yet, I hope you'll do what I did. Call True Dentistry, 702-434-4800. The number again, 702-434-4800. Right now, True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation to all new patients. A $150 value, absolutely free. Be sure to use your annual insurance benefits before the end of the year. True Dentistry has two convenient Valley locations in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800. That's 434-4800. Or check them out at truedentistry.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
I've never seen it like this.
We've lost a lot of loved ones in our family.
I lost some family members to COVID.
So many of my patients pass away from COVID.
People dying. It didn't matter your color, your race, your sex.
Death has no particular color.
It comes after us all.
Every human life has value. Just does.
COVID taught us
health matters.
Health matters. Visit nmhec.org. This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, Office of Minority Health and Equity, and Air Cooperation by the Nevada Broadcasters Association and the station.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It feels so good to wake up the morning after a Sunday night football victory for the Raiders. Mark Thomas has been following this story since late yesterday. And, boy, I tell you, what a win over the New York Jets. But it was a scary finish.
Wasn't it? Yeah. You know, ordinarily when you have a 9-9 game in the fourth, you're thinking this is a real snoozer. But for some reason, this was entertaining throughout. At least for me, Raiders do improve to 2-0. They held on to beat the Jets last night on Sunday Night Football, 16-12. Such an odd score. But, yeah, things are good in Raider Nation. They were all smiles and cigars again in the locker room afterward. And it's not just, you know, obviously there's no cause for celebration when you're 5-5 midway through the season. But really, it should be a bumping Ding Dong the Witch is Dead in the background. I think that's what it is. It's the vibe is better. The culture is better. They're buying into Pierce's system. He's a player, a former player. And, you know, easier to listen to a guy and follow him when he's been in the trenches.
It'll be interesting to see how they do against Miami. What do we know about the Dolphins other than they are a very good, maybe not a great, but a good football team?
You know, the line is not quite out yet. It usually gets sometime early this morning. I'm checking it right now, actually. But we know the Raiders, this will be tougher. Look, the Jets and the Giants are not exactly going to, you know, be there in the postseason, certainly not deep into it. And these were two home games, so it was a good start, good run-up for Antonio Pierce, the interim head coach. But yeah, this will be their first real test in their first three games.
And going on the road, no less. Long trip to South Florida. That'll be coming up on Sunday. Mark, thank you. Enjoy the moment while we can.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it's looking good. Things are definitely heading in the right direction.
Very good. Ted Cruz was on Sunday Morning Futures yesterday, and he is a member of the Senate Judiciary Committee, and gave us kind of an update on where the Biden crime family investigation stands. Here it is.
Do you have evidence that the DOJ is covering up crimes for Joe Biden?
Well, unfortunately, it is abundantly clear that the Biden Justice Department is covering for the White House, is doing everything they can to impede the investigation into Hunter Biden, but more significantly into Joe Biden. We have two IRS whistleblowers who've come forward. They've accused the Attorney General of the United States, Merrick Garland, of lying under oath to Congress. That's a felony. They've accused the Attorney General and the Department of Justice of obstruction of justice. One of the clearest examples is we have the text message that Hunter Biden sent to a Chinese communist official demanding millions of dollars and saying, "I'm sitting next to my father." The investigators naturally wanted to get GPS data to confirm that Hunter was next to Joe Biden and that the retaliation that Hunter was threatening could happen. The Department of Justice said, no, you can't find out where Hunter was when he said that. You can't find out where Joe was when he said that. Look, David Weiss, the special prosecutor, has been prosecuting this for 5 years. At this point, Mr. Weiss is the slowest prosecutor on the face of the planet, and that's not an accident. He deliberately allowed the statute of limitations to expire on several of the worst criminal offenses Hunter Biden committed, in particular, those dealing with millions of dollars from Burisma. And I think the reason he allowed them to expire is those dollars are directly tied to daddy, to President Joe Biden.
Unbelievable. Do you have evidence that Joe Biden made policy decisions based on events that he was actually paid for? For example, I have been questioning why this administration canceled the China Initiative as soon as Joe Biden walked into the office. And I'm wondering if he was paid for that. I know the last chapter of your book is on China. Is some of this wokeness, this Marxism, coming from China? And what about that first question? Do you have evidence that he actually made policy decisions based on something he was paid for?
Well, listen, on the China piece, Joe Biden won't answer questions on that. So we don't have any information. And David Weiss and the Department of Justice seem desperately committed to avoiding any evidence being assembled. We do have evidence on Ukraine, and in particular that Joe Biden demanded the firing of the prosecutor in Ukraine that was investigating the corrupt oligarch who owns Burisma, and that he threatened to withhold and, in fact, did withhold over $1 billion in American loan guarantees until they fired that prosecutor. So when it comes to bribery, the essence of bribery is quid pro quo, this for that. We know that that occurred. We know Biden demanded and received the firing of the prosecutor. So that much is direct evidence. We also know that Hunter and Joe, they had over 20 shell companies. They had multiple bank accounts. They had multiple fake. Joe Biden personally had multiple fake email accounts, multiple burner phones. None of that you do if you're not trying to hide something. At this point, on its face, this appears to be a serious and elaborate money laundering scheme. And on top of all of that, we know that Joe Biden personally received at least $240,000. They did write in the memo line loan repayment, but there's no evidence as to what loan they're talking about. And it just conveniently happened to come from sources overseas.
Ted Cruz on Sunday Morning Futures. One interesting note from the Sunday shows on this is from State of the Union on CNN. Ronna McDaniel is the chair of the Republican National Committee, and was asked about the messaging of abortion for Republican candidates. They keep getting killed by abortion. And it seems like it comes up in every election all across the country. This was Ronna McDaniel yesterday on State of the Union.
This has galvanized money on the left. It was a 2-to-1 ratio in Ohio of spending. In Virginia, Democrats spent 9 times more on abortion ads than Republicans. My point is, as Republicans, we cannot let Democrats fearmonger on this issue. We, of course, want life-saving care for miscarriages. We support life-saving care for ectopic pregnancies and IVF. And they are going on TV and using Roe to scare people and misrepresent Republicans on this issue. And I think our candidates have to get out in front of it.
Well, also, when you talk about what went on in Ohio, that it was misrepresented, you could argue that the Republicans misrepresented it, too, by saying that there were rules on that measure that weren't actually there. But on just the bigger picture, are you saying that you believe it is a messaging problem? You don't believe Republicans have a problem with the overall policy, that over and over again, not just public opinion polls, but actual votes, 7 states have voted overwhelmingly, including very red states, to allow for abortion rights. So why aren't Republicans just looking at that and saying, we're just on the wrong side of this policy-wise?
I think common sense limitations is where the country is. I do. I think most Americans do think that there should be a limitation when you know a baby feels pain as you're taking its life at 15 weeks. I think that's where Republicans are saying this. They're saying this is a consensus position. You're seeing many of the candidates for president saying that. And they're welcoming the Democrats. Why don't you meet us here? It is a personal issue.
So just one last question on this. You're saying 15 weeks. There are candidates who are running for president who say 6 weeks. Is that too far?
There's candidates who are doing different things in their states, and that's what their state will allow. But I think everybody's saying to the Democrats, listen, I'm pro-life. I'm proud to be pro-life, but how about you come meet us?
What about a federal ban?
That's a policy issue, and that's going to be up to the politicians to decide that. I don't think that you can just say it's a state's issue. I think that we're going to have to talk about this.
That is Ronna McDaniel, the chair of the Republican National Committee. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Monday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. We'll have a good time trying to contextualize all the craziness that happens over the course of the weekend. And we'll give you an update on all the Jan 6 related insanity with our good friend Julie Kelly.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. But first.
If you thought booking your timeshare was difficult before, you know it's almost impossible now. For more than a decade, Lone Star Transfer has helped thousands of owners legally and permanently get out of their never-ending timeshare fees. Lone Star Transfer guarantees the release of all liability to your timeshare in writing and in a specific time frame. For free, no obligation consultation, please call 855-551-7066 or go to LoneStarTransfer.com. On this Monday, here is a provocative question for you. If you get fed up with the USA, if you cannot live here any longer for a variety of reasons, where would you go? So if you look at the world map, you can't go to most places. They're too dangerous. You have to go to some place that would provide security and order, unless you want to put your life in danger. So the continent of Africa, for example, is out. Most of South America, much of Asia, you just can't go there. So let's run it down. Americans have a lot in common with Canadians. So living in Canada wouldn't be that much of a cultural change, although it is very cold up there despite global warming. And the opportunities are far less in Canada than they are here. Mexico, forget it. You go to Mexico, anything could happen to you at any time. How about the Caribbean? Well, again, very hot and humid for a long, long period of time. Bahamas, very close to Florida, and it has tax advantages. Bermuda, extremely expensive, nice place to live, not far away, but you got to bring a lot of money. Europe, well, maybe Ireland for me, and maybe your ethnic country for you, but Europe is not easy. So summing up, USA, probably your best bet. Back in a moment.
To avoid digital threats, turn on NordVPN. It's rated excellent on Trustpilot. Just visit NordVPN.com. One of the fastest VPNs on Earth will block web trackers, malicious websites, and malware-ridden downloads. It will encrypt your online data as well. So improve your digital privacy and protection with one simple click. Get the special Black Friday deal at NordVPN.com and enjoy safer internet daily. NordVPN. Cybersecurity built for every day.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up, we're going to be visiting with Victor Jakes, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. We're going to talk about his latest column, how CRT, critical race theory, leads to ignoring racial hate. What does that all mean? We'll ask him coming up in just a couple minutes. Also, our kids are at risk on so many levels. Why is that, and how do we fix it? All that and a whole bunch more coming up as we continue. Oh, by the way, coming up at the bottom of the next hour, Ted Papa George, Secretary Treasurer for the Culinary Union. How did we avoid a strip-wide strike? We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
One thing led to another. We were young, and we would scream together. It was the heat of the moment. Tell if it was my name.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting.